This is one of the first objects in this exhibition that gives you a sense of the tremendous wealth of the Macedonian kings that followed Alexander the Great.
This funerary wreath features an abundance of myrtle leaves and flowers made from hammered sheets of gold and gold wire. At the center is an ornament of several dozen gold and blue enamel blossoms. The enamel, originally a deep blue, has become lighter and brittle with age. Curator Sean Hemingway.
Traditionally, myrtle is associated with the goddess Aphrodite and love and immortality. But there are representations, like in the statuette nearby, of men wearing wreaths, and it's interesting to note that this myrtle wreath was found in the tomb of a man.
The ancient Greeks traditionally made wreaths from real plants to give as prizes at the Olympic Games and other festivals. By the 4th century, however, elaborate gold wreaths like this one came into fashion as status symbols of the elite, in death as well as in life. Alexander and his companions, for example, wore them at their drinking parties, called symposia. It was thanks in part to Alexander's exploits that wealthy Greeks had access to such sumptuous gold objects.
Alexander's conquests changed the economy of the ancient world forever. By conquering the Persians, he secured their treasuries, which had vast quantities of gold. And this gold then circulated and was used for precious objects.